Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah. Our text is Conversations with Yourself, a practical guide to greater happiness, self-development, and self-empowerment. Chapter 20, How to Be Unhappy. Now, a person might wonder, what are we talking about unhappiness and how to be unhappy? But plenty of people are unhappy. And some people don't want to be, and they really do something authentically, sincerely trying to change it. However, there's some people that sort of wallow in their unhappiness. So if a person is going to be unhappy, they might as well know how to do it expertly. Now, to master unhappiness, the main thing is to focus on what you don't like. The more you talk to yourself about all the things that you don't like, the unhappier you're going to make yourself. An expert on an unhappiness realized that the three time zones, past, present, and future. Unhappies, let's call them, they have an entire mental library about what they didn't like about the past time zone. They easily remember every rough, tough, and sad moment. They obsess over what's over and done with. They didn't like the unhappy moments of the past, yet they are certain that if they keep thinking about those moments over and over again, those thoughts will successfully make them happy. It's absurd. They need to forget everything they're grateful for and have appreciated. That's the only way you can keep on staying unhappy. They need to keep complaining about old things over and over again. They need to repeat over and over again about how bitter and resentful they are. They need to complain about how unlucky they have been. They need to overlook anything good and kind anyone ever did for them. To remain unhappy, one needs to forget every happy and joyful moment that was ever experienced. That's about the past. And in the present time zone, one needs to focus exclusively on what's going wrong. One needs to focus on what is not to one's liking. Unhappies are experts at telling themselves and others how things could be much better right now. One needs to continue complaining about how things are, and one needs to blame others for it. It's also important for an unhappy not to take action to make things better. Trying to make things better will make him feel better and less unhappy. To remain an unhappy, one shouldn't ask anyone else for suggestions and advice on how to make things better. If things are better, there will be less to complain about, and that's not to an unhappy's liking. Now we come to the future time zone. What might go wrong in the future is unlimited, or rather, it's only limited by one's imagination of what could possibly go wrong. The negative of the past is finite and limited. And the actual negative of the present is also limited. The future is the utopia of the unhappies. They can think of all kinds of negative things that could possibly happen. Someone who understands the law of averages will realize that not every possibility of something going wrong will actually go wrong. But if an unhappy isn't choosy, there are a multitude of things that can go wrong, even though many might be highly improbable and unlikely. They can read history books of past tragedies, misfortunes, disasters, and catastrophes. And they can mentally visualize every unhappy possibility as if it were actually happening in the present. People can visualize and hear and listen. Even if no one else is talking to us at any given moment, we can talk to ourselves and hear what we are saying to ourselves. Unhappies mentally picture negative images. And unhappies also hear negative sounds. It's important to those who are addicted to negativity and unhappiness keep their self-talk totally negative. It's important for unhappies not to have hope that things might get better. Hope will make one feel better, and that is not the goal of a true unhappy. Unhappies will claim that hope is problematic. Hope might lead to disappointment, since what one hopes for might not happen. It's important for unhappies to get angry easily. Every time they become frustrated, they should get angry. For them, frustration leads to more unhappiness, and there's always something to be frustrated about. They should keep repeating, life is rough. That doesn't make life any easier, but it does reinforce and justify their view that there are always things that will justify their unhappiness. They should keep telling anyone who will listen about how absolutely unhappy they are. Every time they repeat this to others, they are also repeating it to themselves. This strengthens an unhappy's resolve and commitment to consistently be unhappy. They should not be involved in positive constructive projects. Devoting thought to and planning and doing positive constructive actions are an antidote to unhappiness. It's important for an unhappy not to do acts of kindness. Kindness can make one happier. it's important for them not to use an upbeat tone of voice. An upbeat tone of voice creates happier energy. It's important for unhappies not to smile. Smiling creates happier energy in oneself. It's important for unhappies to hang around with pessimistic and negative people. This will give them more food for thought for their negativity. Unhappy should find negative reframes for every event and occurrence. No matter how positive and good something seems, there's always some negative way of looking at it. And if something does seem a bit good, unhappies can always say, this won't last. If someone sounds excited about some future event, unhappies can always rain on that person's parade by saying in a negative tone of voice, many things in life end up worse than you think. Unhappies could keep blaming their childhood, their adults in their lives, their teachers, their friends, society, other people, anything else they can for their being unhappy. The benefit of blaming other sources for their unhappiness, and this way nothing will change. An unhappy will be able to maintain unhappiness. So what's the way to get out of being unhappy? What are decisions? Somebody might say, you know, this is ridiculous. I no longer want to be unhappy. I would rather live a happier, more joyful life. So what are some of the things he can choose? He can decide, I will think the way happy and joyful people think. He can choose, I will talk the way happy and joyful people talk. I will devote my life to doing all the good that I can. I will speak and act with kindness and compassion. I will read material that's conducive to happiness. He can decide, I will be a grateful person. I will keep a daily gratitude journal. He can decide, I will constantly develop my character and I will experience joy with every bit of progress. He can decide, I will not only be a happy and joyful person myself, I will also spread happiness and joy to others. If you're reading this book or you're listening to this recording, you are not an unhappy. You're working on developing a more positive way of thinking. People who get life as unhappies often become the happiest and most joyful of the happiest and joyful people. They know the difference.